Station Space, Slashdot Radio.
So, you're listening to Geeks in Space, the non-edited version because of our slow decomposing.
Raw and uncut. That's right. This is entirely live recording. No post-production is allowed.
Live on tape?
You see, I think it really what it comes down to is that we're really not good enough at this to do post-production. Either that or we're lazy. I'm not sure if it's skill or laziness.
Oh, dude, you've never actually listened. Usually, Nate just scratches this all up.
Yeah,
totally,
dude.
Totally incomprehensible.
We sound amazing after, you know, the 7-8 hours of post-production that goes into a normal show.
Nate cuts the music with
so much class.
So much class.
So this is Geeks in Space.
All right, now I will cut down the music, and not by any sort of fancy schmancy fader. No, I will just lower the volume on the 303. There we go.
Wow, dude. That's high tech.
Remind me to turn it back up at the end.
All right, no problem. So you're listening to Geeks in Space. I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda, and I'm about to put my root password in for maintenance.
His root password is 1234ABC.
His root password is /dot.
Anyway, yes, you are listening to Geeks in Space. I am Jeff Hemos Bates.
I am Jonathan Gabwaniel Potter.
And I'm Nate Mixmaster Ostendoe, although I don't have much mix to master today.
And I am now past one.
So will your girlfriend.
Checking inodes, blocks, and sizes.
You may have noticed that we took a week off. Actually, it was more a week of moving the office and other such exciting events.
The Geek Compound is retiring. Now that Kurt
and
I have left.
Yes, it's also coy and shy as well.
Now that Kurt and I have left and the office has left and Jeff is, well, he may be married by the time you read this, unless Adrian Wisen's
up. Or listen to it, depending on your ability to read ones and zeros.
Your computer is reading it.
You know what?
True.
I would
true.
Like to be at the point where my computer was me.
Were you talking to their computer?
And you know, I program my home computer.
Me, myself, into the future.
Anyway, so that's the reason
key,
for the week.
It's a little melody.
So, good. I'm going to ignore this error. Ignore error? Yeah, sure, why not? It's just my
errors.
Hard drive. For some reason, my laptop turned itself off. It had a full battery charge. It turned itself off. Now I have very, very, very unhappy hard drives.
We're living in a hardware wonderland.
Yes.
That's right. So,
all around us, everything collapses.
Yeah, the demise
the
of Geek
does
Compound.
Not hold.
With Jeff getting married this weekend.
Yep.
Look
for my online wedding registry.
And for once, you know, don't spam Kurt. Spam Jeff. Tell him happy wedding. But wait, hold it until like after Saturday, and we'll let you know if she gets smart and runs, because she's still got a few days to figure out what she's getting into.
Charming, isn't he?
I'm
for
sweet.
For $1.99, I'll send him to you.
Wait to see what I put on your card, dude.
This is going to be the open source wedding of the year. I don't know. I might think that Chris DeBona's wedding might come in second.
Oh goodness.
Wow.
Potter
dude.
Tackles in the background.
So reason, Cowboy Neil Potter.
A huge amount of news up on the homepage today. Slackware 7.1 Beta 1 is out.
For those of you who, as I describe it in the FAQ, if you're going to start using Linux, use any other distribution. Slackware is only for people who already have Slackware installed. No offense to Patrick. I love you, dude. Did we ever mention on the show what we did to Patrick at Comdex?
Oh, you mean the part where we hogtied him with a tree and beat him with...
No, we did an install race, right? We were having an install racing contest. You
Didn't
know
he
I mean?
Win?
Well...
No, he came close.
We gave every single person a screwed-up computer. And it wasn't exactly by design, but, like, one of the contest was you had to be able to view /dot. Okay, because
sure,
you know,
that's pretty good.
It was the /dot, you know,
in a graphical web browser.
It had to be a graphical browser.
Okay,
and I think we actually may have specified Netscape.
Yeah,
but you know, whatever. Anyway, I think one of the guys had a machine that like the CD-ROM drive didn't work, and one of them had like a networking card that didn't work. I mean, it was just horrible. But that was pretty funny because Patrick all came up and he's like, "I'm gonna install Slackware," not knowing that we knew who he was. So it was kind of fun. That was one of the many annoying
especially
things.
The part where we hogtied. Sorry.
I missed that.
That was Jeff and Rob who did that.
By the way, I'm going to...
I harbor no ill will towards Patrick, and now I have to cough.
I have numerous blocks with bitmap differences. Yes, I'm going to fix them.
Oh, very
oh,
nice.
By the way, my file system was modified, and 8% of it is contiguous.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Bungie software was bought by Microsoft. A whole bunch of people submitted, I submitted this over the weekend.
Microsoft slurps another
.com.
No,
what you submitted was the rumors. And
it's official.
Yes, it is official.
The Bungie, conspiracy theorists are out in droves proclaiming that this is all because Microsoft wants all of Bungie's games to run exclusively on the Xbox.
Myth 3 will be now be known as Age of Empires 3.
yeah, actually, a lot of it, from what I've been able to decipher, is essentially Microsoft has been taking heat from the street that they are...
Bad timing?
Well, yeah.
We're a monopoly. Let's go buy some companies.
No. Actually, that they are not getting into gaming enough, and that Xbox, they're putting too much on Xbox, so that this is a way to kind of spruce up their whole gaming side of things.
Good for them.
So, but, I don't know, I mean... If Bungie keeps doing what Bungie has done, I guess I won't care that much.
What games has Bungie put out recently?
Myth 2 for Linux.
What was, I remember, did they do Magic Carpet? Was that Bungie? Or what was was it called? Magic Carpet? The crazy 3D thing?
The carpet ride one.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was a cool one. That was one of the good first 3D.
Yep. Well, the thing about it was that it wasn't really very much fun to play, but it was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's like, whee, here I am, I'm on this carpet whizzing around.
Kind of like driving around in Final Fantasy VII.
So GNU Cache 1.4 is now officially out. It's no longer a beta. I have been a longtime user of GNU Cache. I have a... Here is my humorous GNU Cache-related anecdote. That was funny. All right, no. Okay, here's how it starts off. I've been using GNU Cache for a while because I'm pretty anal, that might be putting it mildly, and it's just, you know, it's a Quicken type program, and it works really well. For those of you who don't know, I run Debian, and of course I plug it at every opportunity, slighting all other distributions to push my own whims and or my own whims and beliefs upon you, the audience.
We all love Debian here.
You love Debian too.
We all use
you
Debian.
Love Debian.
Debian is God.
Debian is Jesus.
APT get Jesus.
Yay for Debian.
So, anyway, I had been running it for some time, and I'm a big fan of it. And, well, what happened was I installed another CVS. I've been installing Debs out of APT. And, I installed one that didn't work. And I hadn't closed the old one. So, you know, I left it running. And I left it running for 63 days until I had to turn my computer off in order to move to the new office. So, GNU Cache, it's pretty damn solid. If it lasts for 63 days on my desk, I crashed Enlightenment like 3 times in that time span. I crashed a lot of programs, but X stayed up the whole time, and GNU Cache stayed up the whole
Granted,
time.
Granted, X also took approximately 8 gigs of memory.
Right.
To,
I had to, you know, I was like shoving DIMMs in, you know, gotta put in a new one. Okay, don't
swap
them. Please don't crash. Please don't crash.
Don't crash.
That'll be so cool. So now, actually, I'm looking forward. I think I may actually go back to X386 on that box because it's been running Accelerated X, and I didn't want to take it down until I had installed a GNU Cache that worked again.
It's
and
official,
now it does.
Rob. It's not just you who's allergic to your house. I'm allergic.
I'm allergic
to
too.
Here as well.
I don't know what it is.
It's just been really bad around here for the last few days.
Yeah.
It's not. It varies, but you know.
We're gonna have to disembowel the cat.
It could be the cat. I've
yeah,
been...
but the cat is so cute.
That's right. But,
but
you ain't coming
to
this room.
But the pollen gods require a sacrifice,
well,
and I guess the cat's it.
Have any of you guys done the shots that are supposed to get rid of all disease and
no.
all sin?
You mean whiskey?
No.
Yeah. Shots of Jägermeister, dude.
I'm totally unaware of any of my allergies.
Hey,
after
my computer
about
just turned itself...
Oh,
I know what happened. The battery is loose. That's not happened before. All right. Well, I'm going to put my computer down now. Because I just knocked it down again. And, it's going to be a long time before the file
down.
System checks.
But it gets up. Oh, never
and
mind.
I was going to read my email. I was so excited.
See, no. The songs that remind him.
He drinks the beer drink. He drinks the lager drink. He drinks the whiskey drink. He drinks... Okay, so, anyway, that's my GNU Cache anecdote. GNU Cache, it's damn good software. If you're anal enough that you balance your own checkbook, And you probably should be, and then you should play with GNU Cache, especially if you're... Quicken is really one of the few programs that I wished I had Windows for. Now it's basically down to games. You know?
There's still a couple things in GNU Cache that it needs
You need some features, yeah, but I mean, I only use it to balance my checkbook. You know, I mean, all right, I wrote
a
check...
to manage your Fortune 500 company?
My Fortune 500. I spent $11.31 on cable. Type in the entry, you know, and then it tells me how much.
Actually, it's $38.74 now.
For you, I have basic cable, dude. My cable is $11.31.
That's pretty good.
I get 11 channels.
You also have the dish.
I also have a dish.
Yeah. Well,
that costs a little more.
What does the dish cost a month?
I think I'm paying like 50.
Yeah.
It's not too bad, but I mean, I was paying like 35 for cable. And then I got the dish now for like 50, but I get all the HBOs and all the Cinemaxes. And I've been meaning to get all the Showtimes.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to have your Cinemax. Otherwise, you know, you don't your weekly quota of naked breasts.
Cinemax, bringing you soft porn flicks since...
since
we started.
Well, it all goes back to, you know, that all mediums, you know, don't get like successful until they can transmit porn. VCRs, not until you had porn. Cable TV, not until Cinemax brought us porn.
The internet?
Porn. Well, it started with porn. I mean, it pretty much was, you know, professors. You know, do we got a ping up? Yeah, I'm pinging California, dude. Send him the naked pictures of Linda Lovelace. Excellent.
Telephone.
Good use of our scholarship money. So, looks like we've lost Jeff. Oh, Jeff did the sneezy game.
Yeah, the sneezy game's fun.
Okay, what's going to happen. We're going to pause the show. Okay, Nate can do that. And we can save in between.
I don't know if we can.
So, we're back to the happy nose-blown geeks in space.
So far, my nose hasn't kicked in.
I'll kick your nose in. All right, anyway, AMD, the Duron came out, which is, what, that's their Celeron competition chip?
Dude, I can't even keep track.
I did like the BB Spot article where they released the Moron processor.
It somehow seems fitting. AMD, we're forever going to...
No, we're better than Intel. Honest.
See, I don't
get
it.
That said, I do have an Athlon.
I don't get... You know, ever since they stopped calling them, you know, 386, 486, 586...
Now they have to come up with dumb names.
Chips have pissed me off, okay?
Oh, well, totally.
Call it Chip 5. Call it Chip 7. I don't care if somebody can hear that
name. Pentium 3. What a ridiculous name.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but then you can't compare that to anything. Who the hell knows if a Duron is faster than an Athlon, is faster than a P3, is faster than...
Is that a copper mine P3, or is that a...
Right.
Good signaling.
I think that they should be required to name them, like, the number of MIPS that they can process, or else how fast they can add one and one together or something. You know, just something really dumb.
This is my 0.05 nanosecond machine.
There needs to be some better benchmark, and I'm a little irritated about that. I say we go find somebody and bash them.
Right.
Damn.
Okay.
I've been vetoed.
Yes. Well, not really, just kind of looking at it.
All right, we'll go out to Silicon Valley, find AMD execs, and bash them.
Hey,
cool.
We drove by their fab plant.
Where did I leave my baseball bat? It was around here.
No, dude, to maximize irony, you have to go out to the store and beat them with their own hardware.
Nice and pointy.
I don't think I own any AMD hardware.
In other news, BOS R5, the OpenGL benchmarks, are really... Really, really fast. I guess it's...
And faster than Linux.
Yeah.
And faster than Windows.
Oh, no. Oh, no, it's faster than Linux. That can't be true.
Oh, my God, not GL. Not faster than Linux. That's not possible. Except that GL performance on our Linux still isn't very good. Duh.
Yeah, except for that part.
Let's not talk about...
Yeah.
Linux, really friggin' fast at disk speed and processors, but...
Graphics.
Don't mention graphics, you know, and that other stuff. We really need a direct video thing. That's basically the deal. Because I want to watch porn DVDs. What else do we got?
I just wanted to play Quake, you know, 3 at a fast of a frame rate.
The free Dreamcast development system.
That was a pretty neat little...
That's pretty cool. The screenshots are great.
Basically, some guys, well, they got a ROM and they got some wires and they spliced together basically a debugger of sorts, basically, for the Dreamcast. so you can get around in there and start poking around. I mean, hey, you know, whatever floats your boat.
If it's poking around inside of a...
What happens when I poke at this memory address? Oh, thanks for clarifying.
Hello, you have activated the Dreamcast.
I am Sega Dreamcast.
I'm looking into your brain.
I program my home computer.
I heard it thinking. Isn't that the Dreamcast ads? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
It knows we're out there.
Isn't that the X-Files?
I see dead people.
Yeah, now you got it. Sega Dreamcast. It sees dead people. See, the basically, as far as I can tell, the reason that the PlayStation is still cooler, black CDs.
Yeah, the black CDs are pretty nice.
Black CDs?
You've never seen a PlayStation CD?
No, nope.
Yep, they're black.
All of them?
Like both sides, like the sign, that, like the lasers on, it's black. It's crazy.
Yes? Man, the VMU are watching you play Ridge Racer 5.
So, nanosatellites. That story's actually going up tonight. It's pretty cool. This company in Britain has come up with the... can basically create satellites for around $150,000 a pop. And they can launch them for under $1 million or so. And they can go up, and they have basically four eyes on the satellites. And what the satellites will do is they will find space debris, attach itself to it, launch boosters so that it slows the whole thing down enough that it'll go back down through the atmosphere and burn up. Well, you know, that sounds pretty stupid, but the whole thing is there's so much space debris up there right now that at some point we're going to actually have to start doing that, start cleaning up the neighborhood.
I remember you used to be able to download, I'm sure you still can, because, you know, the internet's pretty fucking huge. Hey, I said the F word. I didn't even think about that.
And we can't edit it.
You used to be able to get a database of every known piece of debris orbiting the Earth, and it was just like thousands and thousands of lines of just, here's this little piece of satellite equipment that we launched up there in 1958, you know, and there's this other little bit. You know, there's probably still a bunch of monkeys up there inside of little metal spheres the Russians all put up there.
Here is Hoffa's body.
If only it was Geraldo's body.
Is there any way we can tie a bunch of it together and make, like, a second moon?
A Death
that
Star?
That is a good idea. Actually, I was thinking of it more of as, like, a gigantic parasol.
Ooh.
You know?
How about, like a colony?
A sunshade.
Yeah.
In orbiting, what do you call it? Like, where you go to relax. Like, a spa.
A resort?
A resort. An orbiting resort.
Made out of space junk.
Made out of space junk.
Mm. I think we've just stumbled across a potential anime plot.
Yeah. Welcome Probably to several. Space Junk 5, the last best hope for mankind.
Roping together broken satellites and pieces of small meteor orbiting the Earth, we have built these platforms in hopes that mankind can survive the upcoming apocalypse. We've also equipped it with a gigantic laser cannon, so that in case we encounter strange enemies on our way to our new home, we can blow them up.
Blow up the moon.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We're all destined to write anime.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm never going to animate it. Maybe I'll do voice work on anime. That'd be fun.
See, I don't think that any of us are really qualified to do voice work.
What do you mean?
I don't understand. Matrix, bad cat.
Bad cat.
Cat not allowed in room with recording equipment.
British, what is it, Nate?
British Telecom?
Yeah.
Yep, trying to enforce a patent on hyperlinking. Again, another thing in the stupid patent world.
Another, you gotta be kidding me.
Yes, hyperlinking, the idea that, you know, words
of knowledge can be connected
to a whole entire document. Yeah, that's really great, guys.
Yeah, why don't they go after Vannevar Bush?
Yeah. Why don't they go after the idea of footnotes? Come on.
That's exactly...
Actually, I did file a patent on that and just annotating in general.
Ugh.
So I'm going to be demanding reverse... basically
compensation?
Just, yeah.
See, that's another problem that
For
I have.
For the last 1,800 years.
I actually was wondering about that when I saw the story originally. Isn't there like some sort of like time limit? I mean, okay, the web's been around for 10 years now. It took us 10 years to figure out that. I mean, and it's not like it's something subtle. You know, it's not like it's something
Well, the thing
tiny.
Is that all of that stuff is prior art at this point, because you can just be like, well, look, here's hypertext. here, talk to Nelson. You know, he's Xanadu project.
You know, I just can't believe that it, I don't know.
I don't understand how you can wait 10 years. I mean, I can even see maybe a year or two, but this is 10 years, and it's probably on, like, the single most major thing to happen to society in the last 10 years. I mean, okay, it's not like it's a little thing. It's
the internet.
Oh, but
we want our little piece of it because we happen to patent this trivial idea.
Ugh, I don't get that. I'm totally blown away by that. I mean,
hyperlinking.
Hyperlinking.
I owns it. So now I'm booting my computer for the second time during the course of this radio show. I got all the way up to X and then pulled my battery loose, and now I'm deleting iNodes. It's always a good feeling.
Woo-hoo.
It's nice seeing those iNodes go.
You don't want those sticky iNodes anyway.
They just get in your way. Bitches. So what else do we got, Mr. Bates?
Oh, I want to make a report on a demo of a new game that I played, Serious Sam.
Oh, Serious Sam. Very cool.
Read about it at Old Man Murray. It's a pretty cool demo. It's basically kind of doomy. It's definitely not as slick as Quake 3 in terms of gameplay, but the real-time frantic action feeling is definitely very good. So I recommend that you all go and get the Serious Sam demo. There's a link off oldmanmurray.com. It's fantastic.
I liked when you were running. They had these swarms of monsters flying down.
Yeah, they have good flying monsters and stuff. And just I'm at the last level right now, and I can't get past it. The last level is just 40 medium, durability creatures all attack you at once. So it's fun.
No pressure. All right, my file system is checked. I now reboot for time number 3.
And speaking of games, the Terminus demo came out today for Linux. Links are on the page. Just search for Terminus demo if you are interested in it.
Games, games, games.
Games.
Diablo 2 continues to be stress tested on a nearly constant basis by our own Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter.
How's the servers been?
They've been really good lately.
I like when you lag. Then you're standing there going, I'm lagging, look!
Because I'm swinging and not hitting anything. But yeah, Diablo 2 is big up. If you catch me on Battle.net, I'll be giving away free gems. That's right. Normally I'm selling them for real world dollars, but this week they're free. The sale is crazy. Get your emeralds while they last.
Are you actually named Cowboy Neil?
Yeah.
You're lucky, dude. I can't even get Commander Taco.
I got the Cowboy Neil Battle.net account and character names. I was all stoked.
I had no problem getting George Washington.
Yeah, but they made you take it away in EverQuest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that does not properly fit our role-playing theme here.
What do you mean, I fought in America?
I'm going to fight all British units.
Whoa, dude.
No, I hate Britishing.
The Game Master is a Tory scum.
You know how long it's been since I heard the word Tory? I think it has to have been since college. in a class where you study that thing. I don't think I ever took any history in college where you actually studied the American Revolution, though. So I did, a European history, so I just totally skipped that. Hated history. It's my worst class.
Bah!
Weren't you, majoring in it or something?
I do have a history major, as a matter of fact.
Aren't you glad?
Actually, I use that a lot more than I use any of my science stuff.
Well, that's true.
Because it actually taught me how to think, so that worked out pretty well.
History, it teaches you how to think. This message brought to you by the Jeff Bates for History Promotion Foundation.
Actually, that is the History Council.
Those who fail history are doomed to repeat it.
Again and again.
Until they pass. Kind of like me.
DivX support under Linux.
DivX is not the old DivX. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here's the deal.
I was confused.
Because some moron decided that the world was not confusing enough. They decided that DivX would now be basically referring to MP4.
I see.
Why not just call it MP4?
Well, it's not actually MP4. It's I think it's different than that. But it's not DivX. It's not Circuit City's gigantic Big Brother. Hi, pay us.
Yeah.
You pay $6 for DVDs.
I was thinking, I'm sure there's lots of those old $5, DivXs hanging around that people no longer want. If it really did work under Linux, that'd probably be great because you could get a bunch of movies.
Right.
But yeah,
no,
I didn't think it'd work.
It is not that. Grr. But, just one of the many annoying things. But really what it is we basically, they've been working on an MP4 player, which is not DVD related really in any way, although at some point it could be a framework for it. It's basically, the big thing as far as I can tell is that it kind of works and it's skinnable. Which is, it's nice, but, you know, it ain't, you ain't watching DVDs. And the thing is, because of the limitations of X, it's really not fast enough to watch anything anyway. But at least not like, you know, the full-framed, big, you know, previews that you can sometimes download.
X is a big, slothy layer.
It really is.
And I remember my my brief, like, 6-month period of X programming.
I've done a lot of X programming, and it's...
It hurts, Mommy.
It's very slow is what it is. It's really good for what it does, and it's very bad for doing what it does quickly. And I'm not happy about that, but what you gonna do? The it's basically the same problem as Windows really had, you know, back around 1993, 1992, you know, when they were sitting down and they were working out the video for Windows back when it was, you know, like an add-on pack.
Yeah.
I mean, basically the problem was you need a standard way, and that's what DRI does, you know, to get the high speed connection between the video card and the application, but you know, we're just not going to have, you know, we're not going to be able to use that anytime soon. Really, what needs to happen here, if Apple was smart, is they'd get in there. You know, I mean, they already have QuickTime players on Windows. So, I mean, it really would make sense for them to, you know, they're trying to propagate their format, at least release a binary driver. I mean, they've got to have a couple of employees that'd be willing to do it. But it'd be better if they just open the specs and let other people do it. I mean, it just sucks because, I mean, like on Slashdot even, you know, we get a submission probably every day. That's, you know, here's this cool QuickTime movie. And sometimes I'd like to really see them because they look funny. But I can't, you know, so that's it. No QuickTime movie, sorry. And that's why, you know, basically on Slashdot, I don't think I've ever linked a QuickTime movie. Maybe once or twice, but very, very, very rarely. And even then, I wasn't able to watch them. Except, like, my girlfriend brings over her Mac. Here, look at this video. Bah!
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 So what else do we got on the horn, boys?
A big nothing, actually.
Wow, and we were just saying how much stuff we had. My computer's back up.
Well, there's a Titan AE review and
from
what
John
should
Katz.
One look for in co-location services.
I was going to try to go see Titan AE tonight, but so far all the reviews have been pretty lukewarm, so.
Yeah. Potter, did you see Shaft?
Going tonight.
All right.
One bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
It's rated R. So
I'm just talking about Shaft.
See, Potter, you're not... I know you want to think it, but you're not a beatbox. And it's important you understand that now. Because if we catch you doing that again...
We get to skin you.
No, but like if Razel from The Roots suddenly felt ill, I'd like to think I'd be able to jump right in there.
Yeah, that's good that you feel that way, but... No.
Maybe Black Thought, okay? Maybe Black Thought.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
We're all going home, dude. Catch you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you forgot to fade the
music in. Oh, no. We forgot to jam.
There it is.
All right. Now, everyone be quiet as I fade out slowly.
Still hate you guys.
Y'all suck.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
No, really.
I'm just hitting a volume control.
I'm living for real now. Screw you guys.